The Flamin Aleph and Bey is on the bottom. We saw this already earlier in the Gemara. Zeba b'chavitay, v'zeba b'karyase. One person's coming with his chavis, and one person's coming with his beams. So they're both walking in Shusri Abba. And they approached each other. And what happened was, Nishbira kad shazeh b'karyase shazeh. The kad of this person broke, the kari of that person broke, the beam of that person broke the kad of this person. So it's potter. Why? They both have a shus to walk. So Mela, he didn't do anything wrong. The balakaya did nothing wrong by walking with shusra with his beams.
The previous cases that we learned was one facing each other or one behind each other? Following, right? This is the first case of one.
Uchayr, they both could have ducked each other. So why is it potter? He hit him directly. He could have walked to the side.
He didn't hit intentionally. He was walking.
He could have walked to the side. He's facing him.
So yes. Who's at fault?
Yeah. If the balakaya was first, the balachavis achren, and the balachavis was behind him, nishbira chavis bekaya. If the chavis broke into the bim pata balakaya, the balakaya is pata. This guy was going why? Because the balakaya was walking regular, and the balachavis is jumping, running ahead, running into him. So therefore. Why should the balakay be chayiv? He did everything regular in Shusra Yam. Balchavis jumped, walked, was running quick, and
the fiber is heavy. He was walking very slowly, and the balchavis was walking normal speed. The torso would be same.
That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that the human mir lelachas. So b'kitzus, he was going quick. He's right. That's also I'm saying. But akapanim, the nakuda is that the balakay was doing everything regular. Since he's doing everything normal, he's not mechayiv. But if the balakaya stopped, chayiv. The balakaya stopped, then he chayiv. Because he did something that he's not supposed to do in Shusra Yam. Again, that we made a chilek with the lafush and the katev, how he stopped. If he stopped, but he told the balakavis, hey, wait on over here, I'm stopping, I'm making a stop. Mm-hmm. So then he's potter. That means if he put on his back lights, he's potter. Because the fact that he showed him that he's stopping. Hoya balakavis rishon. In a different case, until now we were discussing where the balchavis was achren and the balkaya was rishon. Now we're discussing faket. The balchavis rishon and the balkaya achren, and the balkaya is walking behind him. Nishbir alchavis bekaya. If the chavis broke in the beams, chayiv. Why? Because he was walking regular pace, and the balkaya son jumps right into him, walks right into him. So therefore, he's chayiv. But v'im amad, if he stopped, balabai is amav balchavis. Sorry, if the balchavis stopped, pater. He's pater because that's his pshia. Why did he stop for? But if he told the balkaya stop, balkaya is walking behind him and he told him stop, chayiv. So he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Because he warned him.
So why did we just repeat this?
No, it's not really repeating. He was saying, they were saying it's potter. He was saying itaka chayiv.
Weird. Which case
you chayiv? He was going that the balkaya should be chayiv. The ratio of the Mishnah was if the balkaya is potter.
No, it was the exact same case just that we had about.
It's the opposite.
But who was in the front, who was behind. But Allah is the same.
No, but he being mechayiv him also. Right? If Amal the Balkaya Amoid, chayiv. The Balchavis told the Balkaya, so you would think, okay, I'm, why should I be chayiv? I'm asking that why should I be chayiv? So he was saying, Allah, that you're chayiv.
Right.
But Amoid is mechayiv you. It's not just the Ptah.
Who said Amoid?
The Balkaya. No, sorry. If the Balchavis told the Balkaya, stop. He was the Balchavis who's in front. The same type of halacha. If someone comes with a neir, someone goes to the flux.
He's telling him, stop, don't come towards me.
Zeba b'neira, this person's coming with fire, and this person's coming with flax. The same halacha in front and back, all that applies to this. The same with one's a bakaya, one's a mazik, and one's the nizik. So we also,
The amod has to tell him before he stops. Because it could be he wouldn't have time. Otherwise, he could see it was fierce. He could see him sooner before he says I'm old.
Okay, give him some time, warning. Yeah. Zakhtimah, boy mine Rambam Anasin. Rambam Anasin asks me Avuna from Avuna. Hamazik is ishtay betashmish amita. Now, someone is doing tashmish, and he was mazik his wife through that. Kivan de b'shus ka'avid pater. Since he's doing a b'shus, he's pater. I do me by lele une. He should have been ma'ayin.
Does his wife belong to him?
You know, I'm just going to be mazik.
He has to pay anyway. He has to pay for the fua. And he's losing. And he's losing out, which he can't.
No, but what do you mean? You know, it's not be mazik someone you belong to.
I mean, they side and they hit their wives. And
they do.
At the pen.
By the chuppah, they stand on the foot, yeah. On the wife's foot, to show that they.
And then judge. Oh my gosh! Really?
Wow. Especially Iranians.
Okay, I think that now it became fakat, you know. But anyways, so where the shaila is, if you're mazik, so what's the tzad that you're not mechayiv? So the Gemara is saying, keeping the b'shus ka'avid, since you're doing the b'shus, you're pata, she's letting you, you're pata. But if not, the other tzad is yibayi le'liyuna. So that means if she's not letting you, that's for sure that
you're chayiv. What do you mean? You're going to pay her and the money comes back to you, though? She owns the
ziyot. No, if you're paying her lehedi that you shouldn't have a shus to it, nezek tzad, yipi sheves, not b'shus, do you say? Because b'shus, there's no one she should be embarrassed of. Unless she can't work afterwards, I mean, but she's only embarrassed from you.
She's been careful.
She's in pain, she shouldn't be careful. Amaloi, Tani Tu. We said, each one has a shus to go. So Samele is pata. He has a shus to go. Even if he ended up being mazik while he was going, right, he broke the guy's chavis, but since he has a shus, he's okay. So if he has a shus, so Mela, he's pata.
No, the zikr is something different about it over here, no?
Why?
I don't know. There's two people doing exactly the same thing. They have exact same rishus to be done. Here it appears he was mazik her.
Over here it's begufo.
No, same with there, they were doing the exact same thing. They're following each other. They both have rishus to go on the street.
Over here also, he has rishus to do what he's doing.
No, he has rishus, but it seems like he's the mazik, though.
Right, he's the mazik. The balkai is also the mazik to the chavis.
But they're both to each other, equally.
The chavis is a... What?
She didn't yell stop. So...
Okay, you might be saying what the Gemara says in the end, that since he's doing the Maisa, that's what you mean?
I'm saying, by the previous case, they both were exactly the same matzav. Yeah. Like we said, Rishos Lezeh, they're equal, so they're butter. Here, he is the mazik, clearly, over here, because the Gemara assumed so. He was mazik's wife. It wasn't like it was a joint act.
I think in the previous case, only one thing broke, not both.
Avadim.
Right, but they were in it together.
Walking. He was also in it together.
But the Gemara says that the Mishnah says he was mazikur.
Right, it was someone is mazik the other. I mean, the balkei was mazik the chavis wasn't mazik the balkei. So why are you hearing that so different?
Right.
So you're the walking was the same. Oh, you're right. The ish is just laying, but I mean, in one place. But
you're saying too, if she injures him, because it's an equal thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It won't happen by either
her
husband and either her wife. The Gemara says
only one does the ma'aser. Yeah. Okay. Talk to Gemara. So he said, this is our Mishnah. So you came up with a case, this is a regular case of our Mishnah, Zeh Rishus Lahalach and Nispata. Amr, Ava Kav HaChayma. Umayyah Shazel Rishus HaNichnas Vezel Rishus HaNichnas. If they go into a yard, if they go into a field, if they go into woods, and they each go on Rishus, Nasa Kamisha Nichnas Rishus Chavei V'Chayiv, and it's like you went into Rishus Chavei and Yichayiv when? What are we discussing over here by yard? Galus,
yeah.
Right? When you kill someone, we had this amakas. So zelah shus and nichnas, zelah shus and nichnas. Each were going, they have a shus to go in there. Still, it's like you went into shus chaver v'chayiv. Zed, this case of tashu shamita shel shus chaver nichnas. You went into her. You went into her shus. Like kolch kani should be chayiv. So he asked the cash. He says over here, you're going into her shus. Don't bring me the case of shus rabim. Over here, you're going into her shus. So zechi should be chayiv.
What's the case by Yair?
I understand, but we're learning hazard from killing.
He killed him with the axe.
He was chopping in the woods. Right? And over there, Yechayev. Right? Yechayev, Golis, you go to Golis. So over there,
it's a
what is Misa?
It's
more than Mamu. We always say, even Wagwara, we say when it's Misa, it's different than.
That's not about Gufa.
Can you really draw a Kal Vachomer for someone who actually dies or suggests an injury? We said when somebody falls in a bore, if they die or they get injured, if they die, if the shore dies, it's your putter. If they get injured, you're Chayev. How can you draw a Kal Vachomer from.
I was just saying this musig that the pshat is that we give it a din that you, why you chayev over there, because it's like you went into the person's rishus. We're not looking out the chiyuvim. We're not looking out to tell you that it's similar in chiyuvim. We're just saying why you chayev over there if I'm rishus. The tayat says once you hurt someone, once you kill someone, it's like that means faket. We're trying to say that the mishnah is not similar because the mishnah is talking about you breaking his kalim. Over here you're dealing with the body. So when you kill someone, you affected someone's body. So it's like you went into his rishus and you chayiv, even though it's a public domain.
So the kavachomer is under rishus.
Yeah. Mashenken, what? It's just a yachid. When you're dealing with the guf, so now he's in her guf. So now that's rishus a yachid. It should be chayiv.
Okay, so the kavachomer is under rishus.
Right. Okay. That's all it is.
Doesn't what, answer the other side of the ibayd. The other side of the ibayd, you should have looked. You should have been careful. The Gemara's child was never rishus a question. Should he have been more careful or not? This doesn't satisfy that problem. What's the raya from Yar? You went into somebody else. That's not the nitin over here. The nitin over here, the ma'aseh, there's a mazik, there's a nizik.
No, but Yar also, you could have been more careful. You always could be more careful.
But then I can take any case in a zikin that way. I can take any case in the ma'aseh. You killed somebody, so you're chayiv.
No, but that's time. If you killed someone, ba'ayinus, you're not chayiv. Here the pshat is that you should have been more careful. You're a fart in the yard, someone does have a shush to be there. So you should have been more careful. Same type of...
But you chayiv galus, even if the Narag went into the mazik shush.
Right. Okay.
Well, it doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Zakta Gemara, we're asking a question. So the chayiv should be chayiv. Ella, like, you see, Rabbi said a kavachayim. So over here, where you went into the shush chaveh, you went into her shush, zich like kalshkin. Ella haktani shall zel shus lahalach lezel shus lahalach. I the Mishnah says zel shahasim ketavai hasim tavai kadadinenu. Over there, they're both similar in the breaking, because the balachavis also helped out in the breaking. He walked right into him. Right, hacha iu kaavid ma'isa v'hi loy. He's doing a ma'isa, and she's not. So therefore, it's more chama. It's more chama than our Mishnah. By our Mishnah, they're both doing the act. The Balachavis is also doing part of the act. They're both doing part of the act. So therefore, the Balachavis is helping to the breaking, therefore you're part of it. Mashenkin over here, you're completely doing the whole Ma'aseh. That means that over there we say, they're both doing... Over there, it's talking about Teva. So they're both doing an act of ha'oisais. They're both doing, but even by beer, they're both doing somewhat of an act. Zakti Gemara, hana'al tavayu islu. What it means is oisais doesn't mean that she's doing an act. They're both having hana'. She's having hana'. Ma'ase hudika avid. Iyo ma'ase hudika avid. He's doing the actual act. So there's one bal ha'ma'ase, but there's two people having hana'. So b'kitzes, the Gemara still blives by Ibaya. We don't know. It's not a raya from over there, and it could be that he would be mechuyev if he goes in and is mazakah. And that's pashtus what we pass him with machmer, that he's mechuyev if he's mazakah.
You're going to end up saying that he would be chayev?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying,
but he would be. Why don't I follow the R? Right?
Yeah, okay, we do. It's a kavachayim, I'm saying, yeah, but we don't know for sure.
What was the other? What changed? Nothing changed from the other, right? The yard was
a kavachomer. Yeah, the shayin is a nine shemana din. Whatever I'm saying, we just coming to say we thought the mishnah was klal raya. So he said punkfakar. I have a kavachomer from there. So at the end of the day, like you say, he's mechuyev. So all the achrenim are very bothered that what's he mechuyev out.
Yeah, I'm bothered by this too.
No, what are you bothered? I mean, what are we referring to over here?
Well, first we were talking about the kavachomer is just on her shoes. Now, but before that, we're
right away, you're mazaker, right? Besula to beula. You're mazaker, right? She went down a value.
Yeah, but you got married for that purpose.
Right. So she was masking, right? She's okay with that, yeah. Right? So that means when you, that means, let's compare it to, the Achrenim compare it to, is a little bit like Shmir B'Shus Bailim. Like, if the Bailim are there while you're watching it, or you're using it together with the Bailim, then the halacha is always yipata. If you mazak it, if you're using, you borrowed someone's shirt.
That's you broke a kadako. If he was masaker, so over here, it's not kadako.
It's not kadako? What is that?
He has no right to be masaker.
I understand. He has no right to break the shirt also.
No, over there, the shor died naturally.
Right, over here also. Over here also is dying naturally.
No, it's not natural. It's shalok ha-derech.
Really? Shalok ha-derech doesn't say that. What? Balavima. Balavima, yeah. That's a chenim ask. But you have to know if that's similar b'chlal. I'm just saying, but there's like five truths from the chenim on this kashim. But what do you mean, what shvei with mazik? Let's say...
I'm having trouble with the...
With the metzias.
Well, she gets karis in one thing, but you don't draw a kal v'chomer that way. In other words, she gets karis in one place.
Al tana. The Gemara says al tana.
Oh, you mean the positive
yeah,
burden?
Yeah,
okay.
She gets karis.
Okay.
But here, she's not involved with the... Doesn't add up.
No, because by mazik, she gets kares when she's having an oath to someone that's doing isseter.
Why can't she get kares? Because she's okay with it. Because she's allowing it.
She's allowed with her husband.
She's allowing it. That's what she gets kares.
Right.
And she's allowing it with her
husband. Oh, she's allowing it over here with the husband.
Yeah, but then. So in one place she's chayim, in one place she's not.
No, we have an opinion that a person doesn't like to get hurt. And she's been hurt a lot. So much that he's chayim and has it.
Okay.
Okay.
But the concept that she's not involved with it is...
She's not doing the actual maisa. He's going... He's full force.
No, the difference is there, in the case where she's getting courage, she allowed it to start.
Okay.
No, she's having she didn't. Off.
No, she allowed it to start.
Yeah. Right.
Let me check.
Okay.
The nurse says I'm not.
Right. It's a different thing that she's causing damage.
It says over here she's having an also.
Yes.
Yeah, here she's having an also, but the mice is being massacred. Yeah, so you have to just know the chitimtz exactly. No one really discusses it. Is she telling him to stop? She's not telling him to stop.
The difference is over there. She allowed him to start.
It is a different case. Yeah. The damage is being caused.
Here she also allowed him.
Yeah, also she allowed him. So exactly, what was the mice?
There's no viral demo on if someone goes to work with you and you heard him, you don't say viral demo.
Right, no, that's because that's not your wife. Here, this is your wife.
You said that part of the rest out spy of email.
Right.
Because
over there, it's not true, because when you're giving the guy's body, you never give the guy's body.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. So the Mishnah said, how are you about Kari Rishon? And the Mishnah went on to all the cases, and the Bachavis who broke what? Amar Shlokesh, stay parish with Shusriam. We saw this Gemara. Shlokesh said, if there were two parish in Shusriam, Achas Ravutza, one is sitting, one is laying, and the other one is going. If the one that's walking kicked the one that's laying, it's pata. Even though it kicked it, it's pata. If the one that's laying kicked the one that's going, chayeves, yichayev. Dr. Gemara, let me say, let's be right from our Mishnah. If the Bakaya was first and the Bakhavis was behind him, Nishbra Chavis Bakaya pata. If the chavis broke in the kaira is pater. Bakaya was going first, he pater. And if Bakaya stopped, he did an act, he's chayiv.
And that's a shinun.
Right. That's what he chayiv, yeah. And Viktani chayiv. Over here it's like the one that's laying, kicked, and you chayiv. So too over here the Balakaya stopped, you chayiv. Zok the Gemara, v'tizbira, ha, siyaya.
What's the problem?
What?
We're being right.
Let me say it. We brought it right.
Okay.
Right? Zok the Gemara, v'tizbira, ha, siyaya, baya, le'mistaya, the le'mistaya, alamak, shanami, kasha. Not only, you're trying to bring a raya, not only it's not a raya, I'll ask a kasha. Time of the bata. The reason why over the yichayev is why, because the one that's laying kicked the one that's standing, walking. That's yichayev. Huskim amela pata. But let's say the one that's walking tripped over it and it got genizik over this one that's laying is pata. V'amasnisin the memela viktani yichayev. The Mishnah is memela, and it says the yichayev. Why is the Mishnah memela?
Because he stopped.
Right. He didn't do anything. He stopped, and then you tripped into him, and it says he's still chayev. So again, over there it says jafka if the one that's laying went ahead and kicked the one that's walking, that's when the one that's laying is chayev. But if the one that's walking tripped over the one that's that's laying, yipater. And in this case, and by the Mishnah's case is that the balakaya stopped, the chavos went right into him, chayev.
But he's stopping real in the mail, similar to the behemoth that didn't just stop. He's sleeping. He's like a barber shows around.
Oh, okay. Zakti Gemara, and the Gemara Masnisin, the Pascha. Lo'ucha kashalda, right? It's similar So it's similar like the shoulder we said yesterday. The pasuk l'uchik shoulder. That means that it laid across the field. So since it laid across the field, so mele, even if it's mele, you're chayiv, because there's no other way to go. Right?
So it's as if he's kicking.
Right. As if he's kicking. Kicking means that it did something abnormal. It did something.
It had no way out.
Right. Here, it's talking about the animal, the ravtzad, the animal that's laying, is laying only on one side. So the animal could have really walked on the other side. The one that's ma'alach, is the one that's walking. It went and it went over it, too bad on you. And then this animal that walked over it got kinizik, too bad on him. But in a case that, and a chanami, it doesn't have to be dafka that it was a mazik. If it made it with no other option, then you chayv. So let me bring you right from the Sefer the Mishnah. Why? L'Rish Lakish. Let me bring you right from the Sefer the Mishnah. L'Rish Lakish. The Sefer says, "Hey, about chavetz rishon, about kaya acher, and the bakaya was behind nishba chavetz b'kaya. If the chavetz broke in the kaya, the bakaya walked quick and broke right into the chavetz chayv. If the bal chavetz stopped in front of this bakaya and he kept on walking, so you pata." Over here, it's like the malecha is bevutza and it says yipata.
Because the
amida
is
shalakadach. It's shalakadach, right? The amida, he wasn't belong to stop. And the fact that he stopped and the balachavis stopped and the balkaya walked into it, yipata. And so too over here is when the malechas kicked the revutza, yipata. Right? So we're bringing right to the second part of Rish Lakish's din, that if the malachas kicked the revutza, you pata. It's not a right. Masnis in the chiyuch kamaski, the Mishnah is going regular. Hacha amalain hides lachashus is guil alabute abilas lachashusa. The Mishnah is going regular. Bakaya behind is walking regular. So therefore, he's pata if he damaged the malachavas because he was walking regular. Mashainke in Rish Lakish's din. Why are you kicking? So you don't see. Your shlakish is mechadish another din. That even if you kick, you pata. Really, that's a big chiddush. Why are you allowed to kick? I understand that guy, the animal doesn't belong laying in the shisra abim, but what gives you a hatta to kick? So therefore, you don't see your shlakish, not from the resha, not from the sefer. So your shlakish is mechadish, is egg in a din.
Why do I need to lend me a sefer? Why do I need a raya? It's a mishnah, no?
What? Stay pause?
Yeah.
No, what?
Why does Gemara have to bring a raya to it?
You want to bring a raya from our mishnah to that din. Shlakish is
done.
Snake powers. Why didn't that? Once you don't have a shush, you're potter. That's what Shlakish had, a big chiddush. You let it just kick the guy. He's in your way. You could have walked someplace else, but this is.
So Shlakish holds on to your shush and you can go.
Not you yourself, your potter could do it. Send your door. Zakta Mishnah Vaita. Shnayim shayim halchem mishusar yam. Two people are walking mishusar yam. Echad ratz ve'echad mahalach. One person is running, one person is walking regular. Oishay shnayim ratzim. Both are running. Viziku, and the umazik says, shnayim pturim. So the Bach puts in that it means the umazik shloi bekavana, not if you're umazik bekavana. It's the guy's Bach and it's Aleph. Fine. So they're both pata. They're walking regular. They're running regular. They're both pata. Zakti ma masnisin like Isi ben Yehuda. L'chay ha'amish not like Isi ben Yehuda. The Tanya Isi ben Yehuda aymer rots if he's running chayiv neishu mishuner. So you see that rots is chayiv running the shusra ami chayiv because it's different. Umaydi Isi is maydi be'ev Shabbos ben Hashmash shehu pata. Ev Shabbos ben Hashmash is pata. Why neishu rots be'rishus? Ev Shabbos he let it run in the shusra. Zakti Gemara, we'll explain soon what that is. Amar Bechan, Halach Isi ben Yehuda. So Bechan said, by the way, the Halach is like Isi ben Yehuda. Zakti Gemara, mi Amar Bechan, Hachi? How can Bechan say the Halach is like Isi ben Yehuda? I have Amar Bechan, and Bechan said somewhere else, that Halach is Stam Mishnah. The Halach is like Stam Mishnah. What's our Mishnah? V'tanan, Echad Rad, V'echad Mahalach. If one person's running, one person's walking regular. Oy Sheshneim Ratzin. They're both running, Pturim. So our Mishnah says, and Rabbi Yochanan passing like our Mishnah because it's a Stam Mishnah. There's no names. Says that you're running, you're pata. And Isi ben Yehuda, and so that's what Rabbi Yochanan passes like. But then on the other hand, he passes like Isi ben Yehuda. The Isi ben Yehuda says, if one person's running, if it's not Erev Shabbos, The person running is doing something mishana and he's chayiv. So why it doesn't stim these two halachas of Issa ben Yehuda? Zakti Mar, no, masnisim be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes. The Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes, and that's why Issa ben Yehuda passes like our Mishnah because that's why you part. Zakti Mar, my, where do you see that? Because it says in the Mishnah, Aisha Yishneim Yatzim Ptur. The Mishnah says both running is Pata. Hasul Amali. Why do I need to say that for? Hash to Echad Ratz Ve'Echad Ma'alach Pata. If one person's running and one person's walking regular, still, the person that's running broke that person's Kliya Pata. Shneim Yatzim Yibayev, if they're both running, let's say they're both doing something wrong, Spasha that Yipata. Right? So what's the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah starts off saying...
But how do you know the second case when somebody's running? And
they're both running?
No.
The Mishnah starts off saying like this.
Somebody's running and somebody's walking.
No, that's the first case. That's what it's saying. The Mishnah starts off, Echad Ratz Ve'Echad Ma'alach Yipata. Oisha Yishneim Ratzim Yipata. Both, one walking, one running Yipata. Two running Yipata. Zecha Pata.
Yeah, why would you need the second one?
Right.
You only need the first one.
Right. Ela Hachikam, and this is what it means to say, Echad Ratz Ve'Echad Ma'alach Pata. One person's running and one person's is pata. What's the case? Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes. Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes. You're allowed to run. Mutter gamma to run. Avo b'chayil echad rat v'echad malachayiv. But in the weekday, if one person's running and one person is walking, you chayiv. Why? Is that you're not allowed to run?
Only the rat is chayiv because it's mashon.
Yeah. Shneim ratzin. But if they're both running, I feel the b'chayil p'turin. But if they're both running, even the weekday, you're both doing something wrong, you're pata. I'm Mazik, you're Mazik. It doesn't make a difference. Like this, you're pata. Now, why in Erev Shabbos are you allowed to run? I'm a man. Zok Gemara. Umaydi isi be'Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes shu pata. Nesharatz b'shus. Be'Erev Shabbos. You're running b'shus. You're allowed to run. Zok Gemara, my b'shus ika. Whatever b'shus is. Kim chenina, da'am rab chenina, bayu v'neitze likras kala malkasa. Let's go out and be mekabel the Pnei Melech. That's what we say every Shabbos, right? Kala Malkasa. Shabbos is considered to Kala. So that's why you're going out. V'amil Likra Shabbos, Kala Malkasa. Put in the word Shabbos. So what does that mean? So, therefore, you let it run. What is running of doing? What is running of doing?
To make Kabbalah Shabbos in time.
Right, he's running to make Kabbalah Shabbos in time.
That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't explain at all.
The Gemara doesn't explain.
The Gemara just says you're going to Yikal.
He's running late, now he's allowed to run.
So it's like when a rabbi comes or something and everyone's running to see. So you put on the pushing. And get in the shtip, right? That's the ending, right?
No, pushing is worse. Because that's your magic to get dying.
No, but that's it. We're going. We're running. It's all
time. It's precious of it.
It's precious
of
it.
Is it pushing or kabbalah? It's magic and other magic.
No, again, that's what we said to Bach. The Bach said, that's clear. That it's only if you're doing it shalai b'kavana. If you're doing it b'kavana, I have a hetter now, I'm just going to go kill
everybody. Everybody knows that it's okay, so mainly everybody's careful.
That you can look at it like that. Yeah. The other person's also careful or anything. Right.
Only Erev Shabbos. I'm saying every day is mitzvah.
It's special because he's asking hectic, very good. But the Gemara doesn't say that.
No, he's asking very good. There's another time that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a Beis HaKnesses. I was going to speak about that. Shal Shudas this weekend. There's an Indian to run into the Beis HaKnesses.
You could always find the later minion.
Wherever you go, there's always an Indian. When you come to the Beis HaKnesses, there's always an Indian to run. Running doesn't mean that you're sugar.
No, that means walk faster than normal. Right. Yeah.
And also, it doesn't mean from your house.
Even if you're on
it time. It means Tef Dal Ramas. Or whatever. Kapanim, when it's Nikkei that you're going into the Beis HaKnesses.
Only if you're running late.
Huh? No.
Even if you're
going to
just run?
Run in to show the Chavivas. When you're so excited, you just...
Okay.
Don't get all lost on that. But Kapanim...
He's so happy to go in to learn in the shul that he's running in the shul.
It doesn't say it's just mitzvah. I would think it's just mitzvah. But it's interesting. What are we talking about? There's no guy in the street. Like, what's going on over here?
Why does that matter?
It could be any mitzvah.
I'm saying, so what's going on? You're allowed to do that? Guy, what's going on?
You're not being mazik. The Gemara is basically telling you that you're allowed to rush into Shabbos.
The whole pathway.
You're
going around the street still?
No, because any mitzvah. What do you mean any mitzvah? You don't understand run to a mitzvah. He was saying.
Not
allowed
to run.
Not
allowed to run.
A regular mitzvah,
that's for
your home.
Right.
Yeah.
You just said
that. If you're going to be a regular mitzvah. There's only one minion in the whole town. And he's running there to make the minion. Yeah. I don't know if anyone holds this mutter. Because you could daven by your mechidus later.
Rabbi Yanai would be misatif and he would stand. Bayikala. This is not the, this was before. I mean, misatif akoy. There is chassidim that wear talis by which chassidim is that? Who?
Slonim.
Right. Slonim wear talis by Friday night by Kabbalah Shabbos. Everyone. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. So why? Because this Gemara. The Gemara says Rabbi Yanai would be misatif akoy. Bayikala. So it's not pasha that you be you really be mekabel. You be mekabel pnei melech when you mekabel Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos is a very it's a chash of a time. That's why Amal didn't have Kabbalah Shabbos.
Like
who was misakin Kabbalah Shabbos?
It's like putting on a hat. The misakin was like putting on a hat. It didn't mean
that. Well, Kabbalah, you have to wear a hat.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, some people they take it easy. Kabbalah Shabbos, put down the hat, and they're all ready to shmooze. Kabbalah Shabbos is a very holy time. You be mekabel. You're right. Amal Kabbalah Shabbos. Why are people making it? Because it's how old is the whole Kabbalah Shabbos? Who made it up? Shlomo Kabbalah, right? That's over there. And then the Makabbalah, people think that big deal. It wasn't Anshe Knesset Gedolah. It wasn't too much. You don't realize because Amal, they would sit there by Eimah B'Yir, B'Skirov, when it came to Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah, he didn't go to the Minyan, but he sat in his porch by Eimah B'Yir, waiting for the Shabbos Malkus to come. So good. So today they felt that people were losing ass. They made some Kapitach Tehillim and they said some Chashav Ezachim. So we made Azil and the whole thing because it's not so Chashav. So if okay, we made it as a lach, but we don't realize how chashuv it is this Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay, yeah.